When I was a teenager, I began to question my faith, especially the question, why did Jesus Christ, if he is truly God, why did he have to die on the cross for me? Because at the Vietnamese, I read a lot of heroic stories of demigods and gods, and all these Buddhas and all these heavenly people coming to save the helpless people, and through their own magic or their own powers, they were able to help those who are in need. So it seems like people who come from heaven, or people who have some kind of divine or semi-divine power, always have the power to heal without hurting themselves. Then why? For us as Christians, I began to ask myself, then why for us Christians did Jesus have to die for me? Why did he have to go through the painful crucifixion? And why did he have to die on the cross for me? Even though, you know, it was explained to me by my religious education teacher and everything, I wasn't satisfied with the answer. And for the longest time ever, I just kind of took it at, oh, it is what it is. We just kind of believe this at Christians, that Jesus died for us. And so I guess this is a mystery that I will never understand. I kind of lived with it for a long time, even when I was in the seminary. Even though we went through all of these theology classes and stuff, I understood up here in my intellect, through the writings of the saints, why Jesus had to die as expiation for our sins, and that's redemption and salvation for us. But I never understood it deep within my heart, why he has to die and why he has to die on the cross. And personally speaking, I didn't understand that personally deep within my heart until I went through the 30-day retreat. Especially on the third week when we contemplate on the Paschal mystery, especially the death of Jesus. And all of a sudden, when I pray for the grace to understand how much Jesus loved me and I am loved by him, my heart understood that only a radical God who is radically in love with us could ever imagine such a thing. If God is not radically in love with us, he would snap his finger and say, be well, I forgive you. And that would be good enough. A king would do that. That's how the president pardoned prisoners. Those who are in power have the power to pardon, to forgive, with a signature on the pen, using the pen by a decree. But Jesus is much more than a king who wants to forgive us just with power. He wants to show us that he loves us. And Jesus truly has compassion for us. He loves us even when we could not love ourselves. He loves us even when we were lost. And he was radically in love with us that he was willing to give himself first, as we have heard yesterday on Holy Thursday, that he gave himself at the Last Supper, at body and blood in the Eucharist for us. And now today, Good Friday, on the cross for us. And not just an easy way up the cross, he carried that cross. And many of you have watched the Passion of the Christ already, and you know that it's what, based on private revelations that Mel Gibson have accumulated and listened to, what Jesus has revealed to the saints throughout the ages as well. It's what a painful death, huh? And it's what a shameful death. And as a matter of fact, on Wednesday, when I was talking to the eighth graders, at Immaculate Conception School, they asked me, why did the Romans use the crucifixion for the people that they hate the most? And I tell them, because it's a slow and painful death. You basically get dragged down by your own weight and your lungs collapse. and you slowly die by choking yourself to death. A slow death, a painful death. Jesus never took any shortcut in letting us know how much he loves us. He loves us until the very end. He loves us not with just words, but also with action. Jesus has taught us today what it truly means to have compassion. Compassion comes from two Latin words, cum passio, the willingness to suffer with somebody. This word, oftentimes in our day and age, is being thrown out a lot. It's easy to say we love someone. It's easy to talk about mercy until we practice compassion, the willingness to suffer with someone that we truly love. And me too, even when I was younger, when I questioned why Jesus had to die for me and what does this all mean? When I was young, I was focused on, well, you know, as a teenager, always worrying about what other people think of me, look at me, try to present myself better than I am. I was worried about power, appeal, and image, a facade on the outside. Jesus didn't care for any of that. He didn't care of having to put on a good show, on a good image, a powerful one. He only wanted to show us how radically in love he is with us and how wonderfully we are loved by him. That's why he died on the cross. It's not only a mystery based on a theological sense. It's a mystery of love. Jesus did that, even though when we were unworthy. This love, none of us deserve it, but it was given to us by the Son of God, that he willed that. So for Good Friday today, I want you to take on the spirit of the church, the spirit of silence, to truly contemplate on the mystery of the crucifixion, of how much you and I can reflect on the love of Jesus for us, so that in turn we can tell him too, Lord Jesus, just as you have hung on the cross for the love of me, help me to die to myself for the love of you.